start off the set with Lenny Parker and Alan Sparhawk from their off the Christmas 1999 Christmas album entitled Just Like Christmas. It's from Duluth, Minnesota. Unfortunately, not around anymore. Mimi passed a couple years back. But Alan's putting new music out. He's got something new that's got kind of a techie kind of drum machine kind of thing going on there. Check that one out from Alan Sparhawk. It's the first, I don't have the name of the album here, but I think it is the first release since Mimi passed away. And that's the set. I am Sully. You're listening to Sufficient Grounds here. We're about an hour into the show right now. Well, we're just cruising along here. You know, I don't think I actually told you everything about the Nico Case album. Sort of like a moment here. Yeah, that was Curse of the I-5 Corridor. Actually from 2018, I think I said that part. And out that, aside from the McLanagan duet, anybody who's like, who lives in California or been to California has been on the I-5 corridor. It's a soulless highway. You just get on it and you just hope for the best. Anyway, I'm jumping around here, but that's what you can do here on Freeform Community Radio here, like at Radio Valencia. So, alright, well, let's just jump back into it right now with something from Beverly Glenn Copeland and Copeland, the song called La Vida here on your Radio Valencia. Thank you.
Thank you.
the Rebel Jesus. That was the Chieftains with Jackson Browne. That was off their 1991 ensemble Christmas album entitled The Bells of Dublin. There's a number of artists on there like Elvis Costello and Ricky Lee Jones. And then before that we heard another Chieftains song, if you couldn't tell. And that was O'Sullivan's March. And that was off their 1977 album, The Chieftains 7. It's a traditional Irish jig song there, O'Sullivan's March. And that was actually recorded for the 1995 film Rob Roy, way back when. That was starring Liam Neeson and also Jessica Lange. And then we had a song entitled The Pirate's Christmas, from Cincinnati composer Rick Sawish, performed by the Sylvan Trio. Sort of a mashup of Christmas classics there. That was off the 2020 brand new release EP of Pirate's Christmas. And then we were in a whole other headspace, starting off the set with La Vita from the composer Beverly Glenn Copeland, kind of the 2004 album Primal Prayer. Started his career back in 1970. It's sort of hard to characterize what kind of music that is, but it was fun. And that's the set. I am Sully. You're listening to Sufficient Grounds here on Radio Valencia.fm. How you doing out there? Just stick around here at noon. We've got Marco coming in with the Stranded playlist. Be sure to check that out. A full day of programming here at your Radio Valencia here. The mission here. What do we got going on here? Yeah, let's see. You can also hear the Curated Catastrophe at 2 p.m. And then Cheap Pooch at 4. This is all on the West Coast, of course. And then we got an open time slot, so if you're interested from 6 to 8, you can fill that one by sending a email to station@radiovalencia.fm. And then at 8 p.m., the final hour, closing out the live programming for the day here on Sunday. All right, well, we are definitely going to switch it up here. We were kind of in a zone on that last one, so let's jump out of it and get you out of your cozy jammies, and let's try something different here with some Velvet Underground here on your Radio Valencia. Let's do it. Thank you.
Thank you.
show sufficient grounds here. Yeah, did about 20 minutes or so, a little less than that. Before Mark takes over the helm here, he's got a grip of records here I'll be playing. My curated catastrophe, always a good time. Stick around for that. And also stick around for this. We're going to listen to another Nico Case song because she's great and we like her. And you like her too.